The Supreme Court has finally taken up 27 constitutional petitions seeking to strike down new contempt law which gives discriminatory immunity to Prime Minister, the President and other key public office holders from prosecution on contempt of court charges. The petitioner pleaded before the Supreme Court that the new law is designed to curtail the power of the court to punish Prime Minister and other public office holders who are refusing to reopen money laundering cases of millions of dollars against President Asif Zardari.
If this new contempt law continues to remain operational, no one in the government is going to obey the orders of the Supreme Court and respect the Constitution. In fact, the government through new contempt law is playing havoc with the very fundamental concept of independence of the judiciary.
The ruling Pakistan People's Party is struggling hard to save new Prime Minister from meeting the fate of his predecessor Yusuf Raza Gilani, who was disqualified for disobeying the court orders to reopen money laundering cases against President Zardari in Swiss courts.
The writing on the wall is clear. If he has to stick to the earlier policy of Yusuf Raza Gilani or Zardari, then naturally the court will go by the action which has already been taken, and for that matter, the present Prime Minister would be no exception to it.
In December 2009, the Supreme Court struck down a discriminatory blanket immunity to President Zardari that former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf had granted him from prosecution on money laundering charges in 2007 after the U.S. brokered a power deal between ruling party and the then military junta. Thousands of lawyers and right activists have been protesting on roads against the government decision to grant immunity to President and Prime Minister from prosecution on contempt of court charges. But the real legal battle line has been drawn inside the courtroom, and constitutional experts say that the Supreme Court is likely to strike down new contempt of law, enabling judges to punish top political leaders and government officials disobeying court orders. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.